Right there is a song called A Cowboy is Born with a Broken Heart, and that made me a fan of this man's work. And since then, he's wrote over 60 hit songs for several artists throughout the world, and we're proud to have him here on the Big Red in the Morning Show with us this morning. We want to welcome Jeffrey Steele to Iron Country. Good morning, Jeff.
Well, good morning. That song takes me back, man. That's just kind of what the culmination of about 15 years of playing in the bars and going around and doing the radio tour and finally getting the song off the radio. I think it was 1990 or 91 when that song came out.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I got to see you guys played a radio function for a station I was working at in Madison. And I remember hearing that song for the first time, and I was like hooked from that moment on.
So here's just a gratuitous asking you what you think opinion question. I'm interviewing you now. Don't you think that Cody Johnson ought to resurrect that song?
I 100%. 100%. Yeah. I really do. Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, Jeff, we had you.
So I can use your name when I pitch it to him and say, "Hey, Big Red."
Absolutely. You tell him I'll put that in rotation immediately. So, yeah, one of the things I want to talk to you about, you were here last November up in Clinton at the at Boxcars in the Room, and this year you're coming out to the lot, and I got to ask you, Jeff, of all the songs you've written over the years, and is it easier to write a song for you, or do you ever write a song with another artist in mind?
Oh, man, I get the question a lot, and I've never been good at chasing after what, you know, if somebody says, "Hey, so-and-so is looking for a so-and-so," you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I have always been better just writing from my heart what I'm kind of feeling that day. And I'll miss it by a mile more than, 75% of the time. But when I stick to that plan, I'll usually hit something that feels more real to me. Like, I'm not just trying to invent something somebody's doing. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
So I never really chase that, but God knows I get asked a lot, "Hey, so-and-so is looking for a song. And you try to do it, but I fail miserably most every time. So I just try to stick to what I know. Like, one of my favorite examples is a song like What Hurts the Most. Like, when I wrote that song and I played it for all the record companies, they just kind of looked at me and laughed and said, "Jeff, it's a ballad. It's sad. It's 4 minutes long. We can never get this cut." You know what I mean?
So
you get that side of the bit. You get that side of the business, and then I go out into the club. I go out into the club with my band. And I play it, and all the girls come up, and they want to hear it again because they think it's the greatest song they ever heard. So I'm sitting there kind of going, "Well, wait a minute now. The girls seem to love this song, but the record company's telling me it's never going to get played because it's 4 minutes long, and it's a ballad, and it's sad." And sure enough, it's the song of the year that it comes out. So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just tend to, like, my history has taught me to just stick with what I know and just write what I'm feeling that day. And truth be told, a lot of the songs that have become the biggest hits for me are songs that have been laying around for about 10 years and nobody, you know what I mean? Like, just everybody
yeah.
overlooked them, or they thought they weren't right for the market at the time. Cause all the market research that goes on, man, I just have to stay out of that and try my best to just be me in a world that's trying to make you be somebody else,
Exactly. Jeff, one of the things that I was so impressed with, in your shows up here in November, two nights of music, almost over 5 hours of music that you played, and not very many repeats. How does an artist like yourself go through and pick out set lists? Do you know what I mean? Because you've got so many great songs.
I've been just doing it for so long too. I never have a set list when I go on stage. I never have one. I kind of have a memory bank of what I know gets me into my certain grooves, and takes me to certain places. And I'll have points in the set where I just kind of go with what the crowd, Like, you kind of mm-hmm. read the crowd and see where the crowd's at that night. And I'll veer off sometimes into unknown territories and do things that, I may have never done before, or just do songs that, that are cover songs that I've always loved. I'll just all of a sudden break into something. And it just depends on the crowd. I try to keep it. I could go on this for all day long. Like, when I was back in the day, when I was, like in Boy Howdy, or just trying to chase really hard after being like a famous country artist, I got so bored singing the same 10 songs every night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
It ruined me. It ruined me for the big stage. Like, I just didn't want to do it. I wanted to create. I wanted to be able to make stuff up. And as a performer, I mean, you've seen me before, and through the years, I'm a real spontaneous guy, so I just kind of like to go off the cuff. And I love when the crowd is into it, and they kind of guide me on what I'm going to play. So I never really have a set list. I just kind of go with the flow. I mean, it's kind of cliche sounding, but I really do. I just kind of play it by ear. But then I've got certain things that I know I'm going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At certain junctures in the show, I know what I'm going to close with. I know what I'm going to, you know, I know when I'm going to try to hit a certain peak, you know, and I know when I'm, and again, when I'm going to just spin off into Nowhereville, you know?
Exactly. You know, Jeff, with the room over there, which I think is just a fantastic thing, and it's a very special thing that we have here in Iron Country that Pogo and Randy give us, always comes out of there. A singer-songwriter comes there and plays, and they play a song that, me personally, I can't play because it's unreleased, and you did that to me in November with a song called People Up There, and I get many requests for that song. Is that song?
Are you serious?
Oh, you can't believe how many. I've had people asking me, they've wanted it for whether it be celebrations of life or they want me to play it on the radio. Sure. And I'm just like, that song's unreleased. You know what? I'll ask Jeff about that the next time I talk to him.
I'll send you my version. I'm actually in the middle of making a brand new record with that's on it and still, you know, in the process of doing the mixes. And I'll send it to you. There's a young kid named Mark McKay. This is a young kind of guitar slinger kid. Kind of a la Keith Urban or, you know, Russell Dickerson for a newer name, but he's kind of in that genre of guitar players, and he just recorded it, but he's still, you know, trying to make the search, trying to get a record deal. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Let him hear it.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, the people are like, hey, you know that song he sang about people up there? And I'm like, yeah. I go, can you play that? No. you were so good hearing it. Coming up this Saturday night, you're going to be over in the lot in beautiful Clinton, Wisconsin. And Jeff, I got to ask you, what was your first impression of coming to Clinton, Wisconsin?
Man, I just loved it. You know, Tim asked me to come up, and my buddy Travis Meadows played up there, and Travis and I are just really good buddies. Travis, one of my favorite songwriters here in Nashville, and Travis said, oh man, you got to go do it. It's just the greatest crowd. It's a small town, and it's everything I'm about. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's everything my songs are about. And like I said, like I told you earlier, you know, my whole life this last probably 25 years, you know, outside of writing songs and producing records for other people, you know, I go out, me and my wife just travel the country playing these acoustic shows and telling our stories and telling these song stories. And it's such a great connection, man. It's so great to connect. I'm just as happy, probably even happy. You put me in front of 10,000 people, I'm going to rock the place out. You know, I did it a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to rock the place out. But when I get to be in a room with, you know, with from 100 to 500 people and they're all listening, and you get a chance to talk a little more, you know, you're not rushed to get through your set. You can kind of let people know who you are and where you come from and where the songs come from. That's my favorite gig. It's just, and they couldn't have been nicer to us out there, up there. And you know, Tim's just, we became fast friends and he's just a great guy. And I can't say enough about it. I love, gigs like that. And you just get a sense of small town America. It's still out there. You know, a lot of people would like to see it go away, but it's not going to go away. There's some great people out there.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to just get a chance to, you know, tell people, here's this gift I got from God. And here's these crazy songs that come out of me. I can't explain how it happens, but it happens, you know, and I get to talk about it. So it's fun, you know.
That is outstanding. Well, we are really looking forward to seeing you again this Saturday night. Tickets available at Boxcars. You can get them at Boxcars by calling over there, 608-676-1149. And Jeff, we are looking so forward to seeing you this Saturday night. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes out to talk to us this morning.
Absolutely. My pleasure, man. My pleasure.